Savitri, Book 3, Canto 3, The House of the Spirit and the New Creation. There was no more division's endless scroll. One grew the Spirit's secret unity. All nature felt again the single bliss. There was no cleavage between soul and soul. There was no barrier between world and God. Overpowered were forms and memory's limiting line. The covering mind was seized and torn apart. It was dissolved, and now no more could be. The one consciousness that made the world was seen. All now was luminosity and force. Abolished in its last thin, fainting trace, the circle of the little self was gone. The separate being could no more be felt. It disappeared and knew itself no more, lost in the Spirit's wide identity. His nature grew a movement of the all, exploring itself to find that all was he. His soul was a delegation of the all that turned from itself to join the one supreme. Transcended was the human formula. Man's heart that had obscured the inviolable assumed the mighty beating of a god's. His seeking mind ceased in the truth that knows. His life was a flow of the universal life. He stood fulfilled on the world's highest line, awaiting the ascent beyond the world, awaiting the descent the world to save. A splendor and a symbol wrapped the earth. Serene epiphanies looked, and hallowed vasts surrounded. Wise infinitudes were close, and bright remotenesses leaned near and kin. Sense failed in that tremendous lucency. Ephemeral voices from his hearing fell, and thought, potent no more, sank large and pale, like a tired god, into mysterious seas. The robes of mortal thinking were cast down, leaving his knowledge bare to absolute sight. Fate's driving ceased, and nature's sleepless spur, the athlete heavings of the will, were stilled in the omnipotence unmoving peace. Life in his members lay down, vast and mute. Naked, unwalled, unterrified, it bore the immense regard of immortality. The last movement died, and all at once grew still. A weight that was the unseen transcendence hand laid on his limbs, the Spirit's measureless seal. Infinity swallowed him into shoreless trance. As one who sets his sail towards mysteried shores, driven through huge oceans by the breath of God, the fathomless below, the unknown around, his soul abandoned the blind starfield, space, afar from all that makes the measured world, plunging into hidden eternities, it withdrew back from mind's foaming surface to the vasts, voiceless within us in omniscient sleep. Above the imperfect reach of word and thought, beyond the sight, the last support of form, lost in deep tracts of superconscient light, or voyaging in blank, featureless nothingness, soul in the trackless incommensurable, or past not self and self and selflessness, transgressing the dream shores of conscious mind, he reached at last his sempiternal base. On sorrowless heights, no winging cry disturbs, pure and untouched, above the mortal play, it spread the spirit's hushed, immobile air.